Deploying DMARC the right way? Here's what MSPs and enterprises should know. DMARC deployment may appear simple, requiring only a DNS record and monitoring, but this basic setup provides little real protection if the policy remains at P equals none. For enterprises and managed service providers, MSPs, DMARC must be treated as a strategic ongoing process rather than a one-time configuration. True value comes from progressing to enforcement policies like quarantine or reject, which actively block unauthorized emails. The primary reason DMARC deployments fail is operational complexity. Most organizations have multiple email sources, including cloud services, third-party vendors, and legacy systems. Many of these senders are undocumented or misconfigured, and DMARC monitoring often reveals their existence for the first time. Enforcing strict policies without properly authenticating these legitimate senders can result in important emails being blocked, leading to business disruption and loss of trust. Human error and technical limitations, such as SPF's 10 DNS lookup limit, can further complicate authentication and delay enforcement. Most deployment guides focus on technical setup but overlook real-world challenges, such as hidden third-party senders, outdated systems without clear ownership, and SPF configuration limits. These gaps prevent organizations from safely transitioning to enforcement. For MSPs, DMARC should be managed as a continuous service with centralized monitoring across client domains. Automation can help optimize SPF validate senders and safely progress policies. Offering DMARC as a managed branded service also helps demonstrate its value to clients. Enterprises must identify and secure inactive domains, which are frequent targets for attackers, and manage subdomains separately to avoid disrupting legitimate email. DMARC should be combined with complementary protocols like MTAST-SETLSRPT to strengthen encryption and improve visibility into email security issues. DMARC is not a set-and-forget solution. Effective deployment requires ongoing monitoring, coordination, automation, and gradual enforcement to ensure secure email delivery and protect against spoofing and phishing threats.